With West Virginia in the process of reopening its economy, Governor Jim Justice and public health officials have called for more personal protective equipment, or PPE, increased testing, and the ramping up of contact tracing. Contact tracing is basically tracking an infected person's movement and contact with others so that public health experts know who else might have been exposed. But how are public officials in the state addressing those efforts, and why is contact tracing now coming into focus? Dave Mistich brings us this report.
Contact tracing is an important part of making sure highly contagious diseases like the coronavirus don't spread. That's because the practice helps tell people whether they've come in contact with an infected person, which in turn can help guide treatments and reduce further exposure. But in recent years, local health departments have seen their budgets cut, and so many don't have the staff to facilitate the sudden and increased need for contact tracing.
We've actually employed extra people, and we've had help from the National Guard.
Dr. Sherry Young is the health officer and executive director for the Kanawha-Charleston Health Department.
We've had help from the county employees. We've had our own internal staff retrained to do this contact tracing. So at any given point in time, we have about 10 to 15 staff dedicated directly to contact tracing.
KCHD is one of the bigger health departments in the state. According to the Department of Health and Human Resources, nearly half of West Virginia's county health departments have less than 5 full-time employees. And that's a problem. As Governor Jim Justice began to roll out the state's plan to reopen, State Health Officer Dr. Kathy Slim said she anticipates West Virginia needing about 270 to 300 people to conduct contact tracing. She said that's based on modeling that calls for 15 contact tracers for every 100,000 residents. But many local health departments in West Virginia don't have enough resources to handle the needs within their communities. So West Virginia University's School of Public Health is partnering with the DHHR to create a training program to get more contact tracers in place. Dr. Christopher Martin is one of the professors leading the program.
This is something that anyone with the right interpersonal skill set and motivation, we can train them to do this.
Martin says the guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention indicates that no experience in public health is needed to learn how to do contact tracing. So he and others have created an online program that will take 14 to 16 hours. He says they're targeting 3 broad groups.
One group will be students taking this as a 3-credit course based in our School of Public Health. Those will be senior undergraduate public health majors and graduate students in public health and related fields. That course is set to run as a 3-week offering starting on May 18th, but that's not quick enough to meet the need, so we're targeting 2 additional groups.
Another of those targeted groups is already licensed health professionals and students who need additional clinical hours to complete their degrees. Martin says that group will be able to benefit from the training by receiving clinical hours they might have lost access to because of the pandemic. In a third group, Martin says, is made up of concerned members of the public who have expressed an interest in volunteering their time.
My inbox has been flooded with emails, but they're very edifying emails from people in communities who say, look, I'm retired, I'm available, or I'm at home with kids, and I want to do my part to help our state's response.
Martin says those who complete the training will be placed in the field with the National Guard or local health departments for about 40 hours of practical experience. But even though the state is ramping up these efforts, some major challenges do exist.
I think what you're going to find for both the safety of the contact tracers as well as those individuals who are out, who may be tracing, that a lot of this work will be done remotely.
That's Dr. Rahul Gupta. He's the Senior Vice President and Chief Health Officer for the March of Dimes. He also served as West Virginia's Public Health Commissioner under 2 administrations.
The challenge of remote work, of course, is you are totally dependent on the other person's other side's ability to pick up the phone, or they may not be in a position to pick up the phone, especially they're home alone and really sick or somewhere else. And so we may actually have a lot of unknowns rather than being able to track people down.
With more than 180 cases reported in Kanawha County from at least 40 clusters of community spread, Dr. Young with the Kanawha-Charleston Health Department says the work of contact tracing will be time-consuming and resource-intensive.
But when you have to call their household contacts and see who they've been in contact with and where have they traveled and who do they work with, when was the last time they were in the office, what day did they get symptomatic, the contact tracing piece gets very in-depth as far as what we need to know to help keep people around them safe.
Dr. Christopher Martin of WVU's School of Public Health says gaps in resources like contact tracing come as no surprise.
And there's something that we call the paradox in public health, which is that we only care about public health after there have been failures of public health, as we see before us now. And the countries that have responded very effectively, when you look at those countries, what they have in common is a past failure.
The DHHR says they are working with regional epidemiologists to deploy additional contact tracing staff to the counties that need it based on the number of cases and already available staff. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich.